If we invoke a dissolution, there's two things that could happen. One is we're going to be liable, whether it's the corporation or the tribe, for the devaluation of the assets if this is done involuntarily. This is an involuntary action. And if an involuntary action occurs, we will be liable for the loss of $25 million to this corporation because it changes. It changes the valuation. They're talking about the valuation. And that's an important term to understand. And so if we do this, it's to the detriment of the corporation. It's to the detriment of the tribe because we have agreements. And if we want to call those agreements, if we want to pull them back, then it gives the advantage to the people who we've entered the agreements with. They have the upper hand at that point, and we don't. Right now, there's the other thing that they're trying to explain is fair market value and book value. Fair market value is the value of these properties and these agreements and these business exchanges in the open market on the New York Stock Exchange. These do not qualify under that. If we do this, it'll go to the book value. Under the book value, we are at a negative. We will lose money. And those were two clear things that they talked about.
Order.
And I'm not sure if everybody understands those kind of terminology.
Okay, we have 2 minutes.
So I'm just trying to do my job to inform you of what could occur here.
Thank you, Tina. Nancy, and then we'll go over to Kathy.
I asked a long time
Thank
ago
you.
To talk to the just, general tribal.
We just left this microphone. We're going to go to that microphone, and then over here, and then over.
I'm 91 years old, and I'm standing Thank here you. This long.
Let her talk.
Okay, Nancy, give up the floor to
What I'm
to
asking
Pearl.
Is the United Business Committee committed to should have been dealt with this a long time ago. Now we're asking each one of you giving us a report why this wasn't taken care of by you people. We wouldn't have to do this now. You should have done it a long time ago. So we want names and the people that are on this board. You know, this is terrible what's going on in this tribe. You know, it's just the dog-eat-dog up there. That's all I say. And I'm an old lady. But maybe I'm not a old lady for what I'm saying, but I'm just telling you, you people have got to come to your minds up there. We put you up there. We're crazy out here, I guess. But we want to know from each and every one of you why you are not on top of this all. Thank you.
Nancy? General Tribal Council, we have about 10 more minutes. We have to have a motion
minutes.
Or later. Yeah. Nancy.
Thank you. I believe a lot of this is a human resource problem or an internal problem within seven generations, 7Gs. They make $425,521 to do their job. While everybody else in the tribe, your casino workers, your custodial, your frontline employees, got a 44-cent raise. And look at the raise they had, 7Gs from the prior years. It's over a couple hundred thousand dollars. They pay themselves $250 for a meeting. I mean, isn't that taking advantage of their power and authority? Tina mentioned something about fair market value. Did we think of that when we purchased, or 7Gs, whoever purchased, the golf course? Was that brought up then? No. From my understanding, we paid way above and beyond what should have been paid to purchase that. I just feel, for one another thing is, why isn't seven generations board members here at this committee to answer some of these questions? Thank you.
Nancy, we do have seven generation board members here.
Then why don't they get up there or when somebody's talking, get up to a mic and explain it then? We don't know.
We weren't allowed to let them present as part of the agenda.
There was
hands raised that wanted 7Gens to make a presentation. They prepared today a video presentation for the membership. When the agenda was adopted, there was no consideration given to them. There was a call for the question, and it ended.
I still have 2 minutes.
It was called for the question, and it
hello.
Ended.
Who's running this meeting?
Hello. All I'm saying is, do they think it's proper those board members of 7Gs to pay themselves $425,000 a year. I don't think the United States president makes that kind of money.
Thank you. Kathy Metoxin.
Thank you. Well, I had some questions for those men that weren't here, those non-Native men, the experts. I wanted some recommendations from them as far as, you know, family members, because when you got a sister to the treasurer sitting on 7Gs, that's questionable in my mind. And among other things, I wanted to know a list of the names of the shareholders, you know, that are personally on there from, you know, if there are assistant general manager or whatever. We should be able to know the list of names of people to all these LLCs. You know, I keep hearing it's top management that has all these LLCs out there. So I want to know who they are and how they're, are they Oneida? And or do they have, you know, the corporate veil kind of stuff where they don't have to tell you who the non-Native people are under their sleeve, you know? And the partners, the partners.
We're going on to Lloyd.
Okay, I make a motion to dissolve 7Gs and that Frank Cornelius work closely with the business committee in assisting them.
We have a motion by Kathy Metoxin.